The United States has told the United Nations Security Council that it believes Russia is responsible for poisoning Sergei Skripal and it wants action by the UN. The ABC's chief correspondent, Phil Williams, is in Washington. Phil, what has the US ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, told the UN Security Council?
Well, she's come out strongly in support of the UK. She's said that she agrees that the Russians are responsible for this attack. And she said it's just part of a pattern of abuse using chemical weapons, if not themselves, but not stopping the use of chemical weapons in places like Syria. Here's what she said a short time ago.
Time and time again, member states say they oppose the use of chemical weapons under any circumstance. Now one member stands accused of using chemical weapons on the sovereign soil of another member. The credibility of this council will not survive if we fail to hold Russia accountable.
The US ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley there, and Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, has responded. What did he say?
He said that he reiterated the absolute ironclad denials that Russia had anything to do with this. He said it was very impolite to issue ultimatums when the UK demanded that Russia respond by a certain time. He said they were ready to help, but ultimately he said, show us the proof. And here's a translation of what he's just said a short time ago.
We demand that material proof be provided of the allegedly found Russian trace in this high-resonance event. Without this stating that there is incontrovertible truth is not something that we can take into account. And up until now, we have not seen anything besides stating that this is highly likely.
Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, and before that, our chief correspondent, Phil Williams.